Live Saturday edition as we kick off hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free lines, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website where all of the features and functions are for free. That is at freetalklive.com as we go to the phones, to the fun. Start things out with your calls because that's what the show's about. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. Now, I realize you're probably calling for a reason, but were you listening for the past 15, 20 minutes?
I've only been listening for the last 2 minutes. I'm mainly just an archive listener.
Ah, well, it's curious that you just so happen to call in, because in the last hour, the last call we got was from somebody who was specifically talking about you. And
cool.
I'm going to recap what he said, and I'm going to get your thoughts on this, because we addressed his points as best we could, but it's perfect that you happen to be on the line now. It was Robin from Canada, and his suggestion was that he believes that you, like Lauren Canario and Russell Canning, are trying to martyr yourself by going into various bureaucrat offices and holding the sign, which is what you do. You do these silent protests, as we've described. You go in, you hold the sign. When they ask you to leave, you leave. And he seems to believe that you're trying to martyr yourself, and that if you're trying to reach out to people, you should just stand out in front of the building. That way people who are passing by and that sort of thing can see you. Now, I said that might not have been what you were trying to do, that you were trying to ask the bureaucrats themselves, you know, specific questions about their jobs. To which he responded, well, you could also do that from outside when they come and go come and leave from work. And I also told him, you know, well, I also said, you know, it's easy to Friday morning quarterback this. It's easy to sit back and say, well, you should do this and you should do that. But it's another thing entirely to actually move to New Hampshire and do what you think is right. So I suggested that he should, if that's what he thinks is the right thing to do, come here himself, join the Free State Project, and go out and hold signs on street corners.
Yeah, now, of course, I do that, too.
That's right.
And, in fact, I did that long before I started doing the ones inside the office. Having done both, you know, they're apples and oranges. There's a place for one and a place for the other.
What do you have to say to his suggestion that you're trying to martyr yourself?
Well, I'm not so much trying to, but if I do get martyred, then there's usually a side benefit for freedom itself, even if it might not be good for me.
That's another part that I explained, is that Lauren Canario may indeed not be able to do much for freedom from inside a jail cell, but we are certainly able to leverage her case in order to spread the message of freedom, in order to tell people on the radio around the world about what Lauren and what you and Russell have been doing, and therefore get a lot more people a lot more excited about what's going on as compared to just maybe a few people driving by a sign-holding protest. So I don't think he was looking at the full big picture, and I just wanted to let you know that you were being talked about, Dave. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was actually calling in to talk about the view tax rebellion that's going on mostly in northern New Hampshire right now.
The what tax?
It's called the view tax.
Oh, I see. This is the tax on where your property is located and what view you have.
Yeah, no, it's not, you know, written in stone or anything like that. There's nothing really official about it, but unofficially, the bureaucrats tend to charge you more taxes if you've got a pretty view from your house,
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that you would, you know, allegedly charge more to sell your house. But the problem is, of course, it's almost a completely unquantifiable, and it's beyond your control as a homeowner. And it wasn't really, you know, I don't think they were doing it before,
okay.
but they're doing it now.
So they're just money hungry, and they're coming up with extra ways to tax people heavier. Now, people are pretty upset about this in New Hampshire. What are they doing? You say it's a rebellion? What's happening?
They're calling it a rebellion themselves, and you know, like what I said about this, it's not a fight that I would have picked exactly, because I'm against really all taxation. But the folks up there are particularly upset about this one tax, and they're organizing, they're fighting, and that's, you know, I always think it's important to support the native New Hampshire folks.
Sure.
When they go in and do something, rather than just kind of focusing on stuff we bring with us as people who've only been here a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to do. I know this. You know, tonight we broadcast in New Hampshire, so it's important to get the word out about what's going on. You know, these folks are.
How are they planning on fighting it?
Well, right now what they're doing is they're packing the meetings that the bureaucrats hold. Like there was a meeting in Lancaster, New Hampshire, where the bureaucrats came up to solicit public feedback on taxes or something like that. So they packed the room with more people then would fit, and they had to cancel the meeting and reschedule it for later, but they'll plan to hopefully have even more people there.
Huh.
And they're putting up signs on roadways near homes that they think has had real high changes in their taxes. And, of course, like I've been in contact with a couple of their guys that are kind of leading this, and I've let them know that if they decide to stop paying, I'll sure do what I can.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking about. You know, if you really want to have a rebellion, then the appropriate thing to do is to get some people together with the courage to get together and stop paying en masse. It's going to be easy for the bureaucrats to just run over top of one person if he decides to stop paying. But if you got, you know, 20 people, 20 homeowners that say, you know, forget you, we're not going to pay this full amount, or we're going to pay none of it at all, or maybe we'll pay a percentage of it or something like that, and to get together and have a real financial rebellion on their hands.
Right. Yeah, that's the classic definition of a tax rebellion. And of course they're using the word rebellion. So or revolt, I think, is the word that they're using. But they've gotten a lot of good coverage in the Union Leader. They've printed some articles of their own in the Union Leader. And I think, you know, the sentiment is really ripe for them to do something. And I just, you know, I'm not a property owner in northern New Hampshire, but I do, you know, I do want to do what I can to help.
Absolutely. Well, keep us up to date on what continues to develop in this situation. And I don't know, maybe we can encourage them to take a strong stand. If the bureaucrats will not respond to them showing up at the meetings, maybe they will respond to non-payment. Thank you for the call, Dave. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
800-259-9231. Speaking of the Free State Project, Rich emails in, hey, guys, on October 28th, you mentioned that you can't understand why people don't see that Nevada isn't in complete chaos, being that gambling and prostitution are legal there. You're right. These things are legal in Nevada, and the state isn't in total chaos. Yet, people continue to feel that these acts should be illegal. Now, if the Free State Project is successful and we have a free state in New Hampshire, how will that make a difference for the rest of the country? Won't Americans still be blind to freedoms and continue to welcome their beloved tyrants into their towns?
Well, let's make the point that Nevada, and specifically Las Vegas, is like the fastest growing metro in the United States of America. People may not be able to see and make changes in their local community, but they can make the most important changes. They're voting with their feet. They're moving to a state where they see more freedoms and, you know, freedoms they want to have, whether it's prostitution or gambling. And, you know, they realize that the taxes are lower as a result, that they have to pay fewer taxes because, well, the casinos are paying big-time taxes and the brothels are paying big-time taxes. So it cuts down on their local property taxes a bit, theoretically. I doubt that it, in fact, does. So people are seeing it and people are moving there, and that's the most important part.
Well, now, are they moving there because they want to gamble and have sex with whores, or are they moving there because there's a lot of money and a lot of opportunity there? I don't think people are moving into Nevada because of the because of those particular freedoms. I think there's probably a number of factors as to why they're moving in.
I would say that's probably true, they realize there's a lot of money to be made from people who want to gamble and have sex with whores.
Well, I was reading an article, actually, just completely by chance, from a guy that's in Nevada, like an op-ed, talking about how a lot of the people that are moving in are coming from places like California. And they're coming in with this mentality of, let's protect everybody. As you know, Nevada just passed a smoking ban this year. So they're lessening their amount of freedom,
sure they are.
Mark. And they're restricting, they're adding more restrictions as a result of these communists coming in from California.
They see the benefits, the good things that they have in Nevada. They may not understand why they're there.
I think you're right about that. And he says, I know the Free State Project is more than just gambling and prostitution, but I'm not sure that the rest of America will wake up from New Hampshire's example. And then he goes on to say that him and his wife and his kids are going to be moving up to New Hampshire within the next 2 or 3 years, which I think is great. And I think that the point here is that it doesn't matter how the rest of America feels about what goes on in New Hampshire. I hope, I really do, and I know you hope this, Mark, because I know you want to retire down in Florida, but I hope that the rest of America does catch on. I hope that we are able to trumpet the fact that liberty has given us more wealth and more freedom. You know, we've got more freedoms, life is better, and we can point this out crystal clear as day to the rest of the country. But if they don't get it, well, then I hope they enjoy their tyranny. It won't matter to me because we'll have our freedom regardless of what the rest of them want. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-401-6788. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-401-6788. That's 800-401-6788.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and experience the live streams. We've got, there's a broadband version and a dial-up version, two sizes to fit virtually every internet connection for free. at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be in attendance, and Free Talk Live as well. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum is the website to get registered and learn more. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. So then, let's move to the United Kingdom and talk about bars, fingerprints, and how the two apparently are going to be fitting together pretty soon.
What could bars and fingerprints have to do with each other?
Well, according to the Register, the government is funding the rollout of fingerprint security at the doors of pubs and clubs in major English cities. Now, of course, we all know that the government doesn't fund anything. It's taxpayers that do, just to be clear. Funding is being offered to councils that want to have their pubs keep a regional blacklist of known troublemakers. The fingerprint network, installed in February by South Somerset District Council and Yeovil Drinking Holes, is being used as the showcase. Quote, the Home Office have looked at our system and are looking at trials in other towns, including Coventry, wherever, said some bureaucrat from the council. Gwent and Nottingham police also have shown an interest, while Taunton, a town neighboring the area, is discussing the installation of fingerprint systems in 10 pubs and clubs with the system's supplier, Creative Code. Brad Burns could say that if fingerprint security in that town had displaced crime in two neighboring towns, couldn't say if that had happened, but she noted that domestic violence had risen.
Now, wait a second. Now, Creative Code is the company that makes this little fingerprint system that keeps out people that go into bars and make trouble.
That's right.
Now, people go into bars and make trouble cost the bars money, essentially, right?
Correct.
Now, why is the government getting involved? Isn't Creative Co. offering a service that would be of value to a bar?
You would think.
Keeping out undesirables that are going to start fights and possibly run their patrons away and that kind of thing?
Well,
how come the bars aren't paying for this?
Maybe the reason has to do with the suggestion that the government is funding the rollout. So maybe that way the government can come in and say, well, look, we're going to pay for this, and who knows what strings are going to be attached.
There's always strings. You shouldn't be doing it.
Well, accordingly, the domestic violence statistics have risen in the town of Yeovil. She couldn't give more details until the publication of national crime statistics. She was, however, able to say that alcohol-related crime had been reduced by 48%. Now, the council had assumed that it was its duty under the Crime and Disorder Act to reduce drunken disorder by fingerprinting drinkers in the town center. Some licensees were not happy to have their punters fingerprinted, but all are now apparently behind the idea. Not only does the council let them open later if they join the scheme,
the trick,
but the system costs them only $1.50 or £1.50 a day to run. Oh, and they're also coerced into taking the fingerprint system. New licenses stipulate that a landlord who doesn't install fingerprint security and fails to show a considerable reduction in alcohol-related violence will be put on report by the police and have their licenses revoked.
Mm.
So either you install the fingerprint system or you manage to show a considerable reduction in violence without the fingerprint system.
I see.
And you get your license revoked if you can't. Now, offenders can be banned from one pub or all of them for a specified time, usually a period of months. Because, you know, if you ban people from pubs, that's going to stop them from drinking.
Of course.
Oh, no.
And cause them to stop causing trouble.
It'll just mean they'll start drinking on the streets more
and causing trouble on the streets.
Right. So, offenders, let's see, their offenses are recorded against their names in the fingerprint system. Bradburn noted the system had a psychological effect on offenders. She said there had only been two major instances of alcohol-related crime reported in local pubs since February. One of them was a sexual assault, and then they go on to describe the other incidents as well. But how would you feel, I wonder, if there are a lot of Americans spend time in bars. No, you do, Mark. You go to karaoke. Every other night or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of Americans like to spend their leisure time in a bar drinking with friends or drinking alone. And how would you feel if you went into your local bar and all of a sudden there's a guard standing at the door with a fingerprint scanner? And he said that, sorry to come in here, you're going to have to scan your fingerprint here, sir. How would you feel about that? Especially if you said, no. That's okay, and you went to the next bar over, and they had it too. What if every bar in town required you to scan your fingerprint in order to come in and drink? How would you feel about that?
I don't think I'd like that very much, but...
Why? What do you got to hide?
Well, what do I have to hide? I just don't want my fingerprint taken.
What? Why?
Why would you take it?
Well, we're trying to protect people here, Mark.
Well, what do you have to? What are you using fingerprints for to protect people? How do you do that?
We need to know who the dangerous people are. Are you dangerous?
How do you know who dangerous people are through their fingerprints?
Well, that way we can identify you and if there's a problem.
So you can why? If there's a problem, can't you subdue me and identify me that way?
Yes, but if you are a problem person, we need to know in advance. So perhaps you have caused problems elsewhere. We wouldn't know until we check the fingerprints.
What if I'm a problem person and I've turned over a new leaf and I'm in a free country? I should be able to have a new lease on life and not be labeled as a quote-unquote problem person. I mean, are you a judge, jury, and executioner? Who the hell are you to tell me I'm a problem person?
Look, do you want to protect the children or what?
I want you to shut your damn mouth and let me in the bar without my thumbprint is what I want. You big gorilla?
Yeah. It's pretty outrageous.
It is. It's outrageous. You're judge, jury, and executioner. Because I have caused problems in the past,
right.
And I'll admit to you that the people that caused problems in the past are more likely to cause problems now.
Sure.
But what role is it of the government to be doing this? If troublemakers come into your bar, they cause problems, they cost you money. This should be a service that the bars willingly partake in.
Absolutely.
The government has no role in this. Fortunately, it's not in our country. It's over there in England. But it happens all the time that we see it across the pond, and then our bureaucrats start saying, oh, I like that whole fingerprint
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Bad ideas travel both ways between governments. If the United States government or a state government comes up with a bad, draconian idea and implements it on the people, then other government agencies are watching. You know, they see, look what they're doing over there. Let's try that here. And then they bring their draconian measures over here and they enact them on us. And so, you know, I want to hear from somebody that thinks that it's a good idea to fingerprint all bar patrons. If you think it's a super idea to mandate that anybody that walks into a bar should have to give up their fingerprints, have their fingerprints scanned, have their information entered into some government database, it would be one thing for the bar to be doing it on their own initiative and have their own private database, because then you could choose to go to a bar across town that doesn't do that sort of thing, that respects their patrons' privacy. You could make that choice. But in this case, the government is going to mandate it of all the bars. So you don't have the other option. The only other option is to stay home or drink on the streets. And I just want to hear from somebody that thinks this is a good idea. Somebody that believes this is going to protect people. We need to do it to keep people safe. I mean, really, how long have bars been around? I mean, hundreds of years?
And
a couple hundred at
there
least?
There certainly have been people causing problems in bars as long as...
Right.
There have been bars longer than hundreds of years.
They figured out ways to handle this, I would think, in the last couple hundred years. I would think they figured out ways to minimize the amount of damage and fights that they have. You know, you have a bouncer on hand to deal with these situations.
Now, what happens if you don't feel like having a bouncer? Many bars don't have bouncers. What happens if you don't want to have somebody man this little machine?
Well, you have a shotgun behind the counter.
Now the bars have to have somebody on staff at the door, and they have to pay that person, and the patrons have to pay that the extra.
I don't think they should. More coming back.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's also known as the Packet 8 toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are for free, including updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. In fact, I just sent out an update today, Mark, announcing that Free Talk Live is doing another auction. It's actually been a little while since we've had an auction going on, but
yeah,
from time to time we will decide to auction off some Free Talk Live related stuff. In this case, it's the second banner on the website. So this is essentially the best banner position that Free Talk Live has. If you go to freetalklive.com, the first banner is ours. It promotes the AMP program. The second banner is for sale. And the other banners right now, they're kind of locked up. We can't sell those at the moment because people currently have bought them for a specified period of time. But
yeah, selling the third position twice really would make much sense.
No, but number two is up for bid. And if you go to auction.freetalklive.com, you can place your bid. Currently, bidding is at all of 99 cents, Mark. So we know it's going to go up from there.
Sure it will.
But the question is, how high will it go? Now, last time, I think it went for $80 or $81. And yeah, that's not too bad of a price for the top banner, what's essentially the top banner advertising position on our website. So
right.
If you've got a business, a product, a service, a band, something you want to promote, it's a great way to do it.
If we had a big sales department that did all this stuff, I'm sure the banners would be going for $500 a piece because we'd have to support all that overhead.
Right.
But
we really don't.
We don't want to have it. And so, you know, we just make it easy. We put it on eBay where the lowest prices are on everything. And you get the lowest price on banners, too, so check out this banner.
Yeah, and as is appropriate for Free Talk Live, pretty much anything goes. You're going to be rejected if you're like some white power website. We rejected one of those at one time, but for the most part, whatever your service is, your product, it's pretty much cool with us. So place your bid over at auction.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones. Did we finish this bar thing? pretty much, this bar identification.
I think it's just completely unfair.
Right. Bars should not, I don't know if we had a chance to finish, you didn't have a chance to finish your thoughts in the last segment. Bars should not be forced to have any sort of enforcement scheme, whether it be a fingerprint enforcement scheme or a bouncer at the door. Bar owners and managers should be able to decide on their own what is and what is not appropriate for their patrons.
Right. I mean, in some bars, they'll throw you out for talking too loud. Other bars, you know, you actually have to stab somebody with a broken beer bottle. It just depends on the bar, and I don't see why they, you know, can't continue to do it their way.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jim in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, they'll check you for weapons at the door, and if you don't have one, they'll give you one.
Nice.
They do open-heart surgery in the parking lot every Saturday night.
Yeah, virtually guaranteed for the rest of your life.
What you got, Jim? What's on your mind?
I want to back you up on something Wednesday night. A fella called in and was yakking on about how we were fighting the international bankers or something in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Hitler and his resources and his ability to invade the United States, there was actually a war going off our shores, and many tons of U.S. shipping was actually sent to the bottom right off the coast of Georgia and even in the Gulf of Mexico. Hitler was over here expending tons of ammunition on many, many tons of ships, but he didn't have the resources to come ashore. And I thought I'd add an interesting wrinkle here. It was private pilots with their private airplanes that chased them off.
How'd they do that?
The Civil Air Patrol, when they got their start, it was really the only way pilots could fly because there was kind of a moratorium on private flight during World War II. They went out and they patrolled the coastline, and some of these guys were actually strapping bombs onto their Fairchild airplanes and their Wacos and stuff, and they were actually dropping bombs on German submarines when they had to surface for air.
Wow. So, wait, you're essentially saying there was a private air force in World War II?
Pretty much.
Still
is. Pretty much the equivalent of strapping a couple of bombs underneath a Cessna 172 and taking it offshore and defending the coastline.
Wow, that's...
How'd they chase these boats off without having bombs strapped to the underside of their... I imagine that was pretty rare.
Well, a submarine is a very secretive device, and back in World War II, they didn't have nuclear submarines that could stay underwater for months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
They had to surface for air periodically because they were on battery power the whole time they were underwater.
Right.
And as soon as they were spotted, all kinds of armament can be directed in towards the submarine, and the submarine captain's, one of his biggest priorities was to remain unspotted.
Right.
But when you've got all these little yellow and blue airplanes buzzing around the coastline with eyeballs on all of them, it's really hard not to get spotted.
Huh.
I see. Interesting
story. When some of these pilots decided to go ahead and, snap a couple of bombs to their airplane and actually start diving on these submarines, one of the submarine captains, I'm on the road right now, so I really can't look at my resources right now, but he was asked why the shipping suddenly started getting through and the submarine stopped attacking so much, and he said it was those damn little yellow and blue airplanes.
You know, and so you're bringing that up as an example of the fact that if Adolf Hitler was to have managed to round up a few ships of troops or something like that to try to send them to the United States to attack, that they'd absolutely been decimated by people in this country defending themselves.
Oh, he would have stirred up an nest of hornets.
Right. Now, I'm actually being told that the Civil Air Force isn't really private, that it's actually partially funded by the actual Air Force. You know,
nowadays, it is an auxiliary of the Air Force. It is it's a volunteer organization, but yeah, now it is it's basically a low level subsidiary of the Air Force. And
but was it back then? Where were they getting their bombs from back in the day?
Back in the day, things were a lot looser when it came to armaments back then. A lot of people back in World War II didn't even know about GCA-34, which was the one of the first big gun control laws, and I'm not really sure exactly where some of these guys were getting their bombs, but I'm pretty sure there were some cooperative elements in the military.
Yeah, you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and you know, some people can just get stuff.
Right. Very good, Jim. Thank you for the story. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. So just more evidence, Mark, that the suggestion that Adolf Hitler was coming to the United States, as soon as he took over all of Europe, he's going to come here and force us all to speak German. Ludicrous.
It doesn't make any sense.
absurd.
You know, maybe what was going on in Europe was terrible. I would have to say that they created that problem themselves in World War I with the Treaty of Versailles, by being so hard on the German people,
yes.
Which they wouldn't have been able to do if the United States hadn't gotten involved in
yeah.
that war either, which we shouldn't have been in. But, you know, I mean, you might be able to make an argument. I think that there are some valid arguments for our participation in the Pacific theater of World War II, but there aren't any for our participation in the European theater.
Let's go to the amplifier lines and talk to Niall in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Niall.
Well, happy Saturday.
Hey, what's up?
I wanted to talk about this week in school. We had bear graduation from a sixth grade teacher.
Okay.
And, I sort of have some evidence that, father talk, people who really push the DARE program really don't care about their kids.
What do you mean?
And it kind of showed up in the ceremony itself. We had the mayor there, we had the chief of police, the JAD there, we had, all these people. Miss Utah was there, the kids were really enjoying it.
Ooh.
And so, I was sort of forced to sit in the back, I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And, there are a lot of cops around. No big deal, cops show up for the DARE graduation.
Sure.
And after just a few minutes, I noticed that they weren't looking at the graduation, they were looking at the audience.
Hmm.
And it suddenly clicked to me that we were being guarded. That is, the sixth grade and their parents. And they weren't, like, guarding us. They weren't guarding us from something. I mean, they weren't, like, looking out, like, at doorways or anything like that. They were looking at us.
Why? Aren't you just being a little paranoid here? I mean, they're cops.
No. And so, I lean over to a teacher sitting next to me, who's not crazy like I am politically. I say, are we being guarded? And she's like, I kind of noticed that. I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, we are being guarded. And I said, why in the world are we being guarded? And she said, well, apparently last night, the night right before the bear graduation, the mayor of the city that that I teach in really made everybody really angry on something he did. He basically is encouraging a track line to come through the town, and virtually everybody's opposed to it, apparently. And he said, well, we're going to do it whether you like it or not.
So they were expecting maybe violence against the mayor?
Yeah, they were expecting some kind of violence.
Hang on a second, now. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. I want to understand this a little better. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage
from the Total Transformation Program. And it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments on the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free Packet 8 line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, then maybe you should become an amplifier, a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Over 300 of our listeners have decided to do so. They've decided that they like Free Talk Live so much, and they appreciate the fact that we give away all of the features on our website. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for maybe half of the amount of the features that we give away for free. And so you appreciate all that. You like the show. You want to help spread Free Talk Live. Then become an amplifier. It's $3 a month. And the idea is we take in that $3 a month from you and everybody else, and we turn it around into promotion for the show. We buy industry advertisements, getting the show on more radio stations around the country. We get internet advertising to get more internet listeners on board. And it's working. And there's some other examples of what we're doing, and some also examples of the perks that you'll get, like access to classic archives from way, way back and more. Get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show, amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, speaking of AMP, the amplifier call-in lines are one of those bonuses, so we're going back to one of the AMP lines in Nile in Utah. Now, Nile, you are a sixth-grade teacher at a government school in Utah. And you said that you were at the DARE graduation, I guess, last night or this week sometime, and you noticed that there were an inordinate amount of police in attendance. You also took note that the police were sort of keeping an eye on the audience, and you turned to the teacher that was sitting next to you, and you sort of pointed that out. He or she said that they agreed with you, and I guess you're suggesting that apparently the mayor of the town made some sort of outrageous proclamation. What was it about, and what were you suggesting?
Well, the idea is just this last November, dutifully and rather stupidly, most of the voters in Salt Lake County decided to, up their sales tax to pay for more light rail. And, of course, now they're all divvying up the money, and, one of the main lines was supposed to go through the town we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And, they routed it just right on the east side against the mountains, sort of, apparently tearing up, horse trails and running trails just for the thing. So they had a meeting on it the night before, apparently, and it seemed like everyone was against it except the city council and the mayor. And the quote that was given to me was that the mayor closed the discussion with, "Well, it doesn't matter what you want, we're going to do it anyway. It doesn't matter." That's what he said.
Mm.
Now, this is kind of secondhand. I don't know. I wasn't there. I have no reason to doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he came to the DARE graduation, and inordinate, maybe there were two or three officers there that had nothing to do with the DARE program in addition to the chief of police or whatnot. And, they sort of positioned themselves at, corners of the audience. I think one was by the door, and one was running a
projector. And it was just really strange that they weren't looking out. They weren't paying attention to the presentation. They were looking at the audience, you know, the whole entire time. And so that's when I brought it up. I said, you know, are we being guarded? I think we are. And I think it's because the mayor said that last night and made a lot of people mad. My mind's sort of reeling, you know, with, you know, dare to resist violence, you know, is one of the things. But the mayor, who for some reason sort of expected violence to be visited upon him, still came to the DARE graduation. And the weird thing, you know, I mean, you might say that, okay, that makes sense, public official, yada, 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 but he was guarding children. He was guarding their parents. I mean, if you ever find yourself in that situation where you're afraid of children, 12-year-old children, this kind of blows my mind.
Wait a minute. Mostly parents were there. Why are you suggesting he was afraid of the kids? I mean, this is a parents' event.
Well, he had officers looking at the kids, and he had officers looking at the parents. It wasn't like they were looking over the kids at the parents.
Well, I mean, it's awfully speculative, Niall. I mean, you're certainly speculating at why the police were there. You don't really know what the reasons were. You're sort of, you know, guessing. You might have been right, but you don't really know. It's all speculation, right?
Well, sure is. You can call it an anecdotal incident, you know, but something tells me it's not going to be an isolated case.
Well, maybe so. I don't know. It's not. I don't really think it's anything too much to be concerned about. For all you know, they were looking for a madman who was on the loose, and they expected him to be in the crowd there that night, or they were expecting a domestic violence.
In the town that I'm in, yeah, sure.
I don't know.
They did give me a dared bumper sticker proudly put on my car upside down.
You know, it's certainly possible that the mayor was paranoid and he ordered the police to come out and do something. And in that case, the cops were probably getting paid overtime, and you might want to get mad because they were being paid for absolutely no reason, and that shouldn't the mayor provide his own security if he indeed is concerned for his life? I mean, that might be some ways you would want to spin that, but otherwise it's just speculation. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, no issue there.
Yeah, and I mean, what can you say to that?
I think it's interesting that people get all up in arms when their little running trails are going to be torn up, though. I mean, you can pretty much do anything to our city, take people's property at will, you know, put liens against people's houses, but don't mess with our darn running trail.
Now, speaking of mayors and city council members that are out of control, let's go to Greenwood, Indiana, from the Indy Star. Although it currently exists only in cyberspace, Mayor Charles Henderson launched a preemptive strike Friday afternoon against a business he says would sell sex toys in the heart of downtown Greenwood.
Dear God.
A hastily called news conference at the Greenwood City Building set the stage for a showdown Monday night when the city council will attempt to further tighten an adult entertainment ordinance adopted in 1994. At the heart of the debate is the website based in Greenwood called Me Yummies that sells sexual toys and novelties. Now, Mayor Henderson said he's concerned that the company could open a shop in a vacant store on Main Street in Old Town Greenwood, the city's historic shopping district, near several churches and a middle school.
So many people in Greenwood, enough people in Greenwood want to buy these Me Yummies items that they're going to be able to support this this storefront.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's basing his paranoia on exactly, because I don't know if Me Yummies has suggested that they were going to do something like this. I think he's just all upset.
These items are usually supplemental to a business's income. They're usually sold in conjunction with videos and,
Well, he doesn't want any of that. He doesn't want any of that in his city. And listen to what he says.
Well, I wonder if he wants what's recorded in the videos happening in his city.
The sex?
Yeah. I mean, can adults have sex in his city?
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't object to that as long as you're married. I'm sure that's, he might add, this seems like the kind of guy that wants to enforce his moral system on everybody. Listen to how he feels about freedom. Quote, "We're not stepping on rights. Let them go somewhere else. Our society has deteriorated enough. If we step on their rights, I don't think I'll even apologize for that." This is the attitude of your mayors, of your town elected officials. They could give a flip about your freedoms and your rights to do business and offer the products and services for sale that you want to offer. Because if indeed Me Yummies decides to open up a porn store in the center of Greenville, or Greenwood rather, and the people of the area don't want to buy their products, Well, then this guy is going to be out, whoever the owner is, he's going to be out probably several thousand dollars from the lease and the rent that he's had to pay and the overhead costs of opening up an actual store. Running a store on the internet, you don't have as much overhead.
Personnel.
Right, personnel, power, all the bills you've got to pay. It's going to be a huge loss for him. But if indeed the market in Greenwood is demanding such products, then how dare you? How dare you stand in their way and try to dictate who can and who can't open up a business?
Maybe he'll start a war on sex toys in Greenville.
Henderson said an amendment to the city's adult entertainment business ordinance will be presented at Monday's city council meeting. The amendment adds shops selling sexual aids to the list of adult businesses banned within 1,000 feet of a school, church, park, daycare facility, or residence. Because, what's the point of that? I mean, is the suggestion there that having an adult fun shop nearby a school is going to mean that the school kids are going to go there to shop afterwards? For the most part, I don't think they allow people under the age of 18 into those stores. Maybe I could be wrong. I could be wrong about that. But when I was a kid,
I don't think they allow. No, I'm sure they don't.
When I was a kid, I didn't know if it was a law or just the rules of the store. But when I was a kid and I saw the XXX fun shops and everything, I thought to myself, that's somewhere I can't go. You know, there's no windows on that store. Maybe I can go there when I turn 18. Of course, I did eventually go and just to see what it was like, and it was lame.
Yeah, a little dirty, a little weird.
Yeah, a little filthy. The amendment adds, the current ordinance restricts adult bookstores, live entertainment venues, and arcades. Quote, the problem with this rumored business is that it's not going to be an adult entertainment business that we currently regulate, said the city attorney. Adult businesses must get a $500 adult business permit, and no permits have been issued for such a business on Main Street. One of the bureaucrats said, it's not just for this one location. We don't want them anywhere. That was the police chief saying that. So, forget about freedom. Forget about liberty. Forget about the ability to sell the products you want to. When this city council's in control, when these bureaucrats have control over the ability to do business, you might as well just take it somewhere else. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
We will be back Monday night. Join us in the meantime online at freetalklive.com. Be sure you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know?